This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. Please check us online at the iTunes Store or at littledevotional.com. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the parable of the Good Samaritan. In Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37, the Bible tells us that in one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus, saying, "Teacher," he had asked, What must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is it written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave it to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I'll reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." This expression of Jesus, "Go and do likewise," I believe this is not just a simple advice. He gave it to those people that were listening to him, but applies to all of us today. Have you ever been on the whole? Do you remember an occasion in your life when everything seemed to be falling apart? There are occasions in life, situations that we can involve into, in which we feel like we are at the bottom of the pit and no one else seems to be willing to help us to get out of there. Maybe you have family members, co-workers, even neighbors in that situation. God chose you and brought you out of the pit so you can also help others to escape from there. We can see by the story a few reasons why people don't like the Samaritan. The first one, outside prejudice. Jews despise Samaritans the same way people today despise others because of their race or background. Remember, it's not the color of the skin that matters, but the color of the blood. It's not your gender, but your image. We are made in the image of God, regardless of sex, age, current lifestyle, or religion. Jesus shed his blood, and I can't find anything in Scripture that says he shed it only for Canadians or for Israelites, for black or for white. The Bible says that God so loved the world. And at last I checked that included all the continents, all the people on them. We all bleed red, and so did Jesus. Remember that you are a sinner, saved by God's grace. Consider the moon. It's just a big ball of dust that reflects the light of the sun. So are we to be on earth. We are nothing but dust that the Lord exalted to reflect his glory to those that don't know him. Take that man out of the pit. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. Check us online at littledevotional.com and learn how you can download this podcast directly into your iPhone, iPod, BlackBerry, or other. If you prefer social media, just go to audioboo.fm/littledevotional. You can download the Audioboo app for free at the iTunes Store and listen to our program on the road.